The mounting casualties in Iraq and uncertainty about the Bush administration's policy there prompted President Bush to hold a rare primetime news conference this past week. The president opened with a lengthy statement promising to stay the course. Later, a reporter asked if Iraq was becoming another Vietnam. The president rejected the analogy and answered with a statement of America's broad task in Iraq.
A secure and free Iraq is an historic opportunity to change the world and make America more secure. A free Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have incredible change.
Mr. Bush went on to describe the United States as a liberating power. At one point, he even suggested the United States had a divinely inspired mission.
I also have this belief, strong belief, that freedom is not this country's gift to the world. Freedom is the Almighty's gift to every man and woman in this world. And as the greatest power on the face of the earth, we have an obligation to help the spread of freedom.
To compare the president's remarks with those of other presidents who've tried to rally public support for war, we've called historian Robert Dalek. He's written biographies of Presidents Franklin Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, Lyndon Johnson, and John F. Kennedy. Mr. Dalek, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
President Bush this week almost seemed to suggest that it is America's destiny and mission to liberate the world. We just heard those clips. Which previous president does Mr. Bush most remind you of?
Well, probably Woodrow Wilson, because you may recall that in World War I, Wilson preached the idea that at the end of that conflict, we would have made the world safe for democracy, and that this was going to be the war to end all wars. Of course, none of it came true. There was a quality of missionary diplomacy to what he was doing. And it kind of went back to this 19th century faith in America's destiny, which was called at the time manifest destiny. And so there's a long tradition of this idea that what we do around the world is not in our self-interest necessarily, but we're reaching out to help the benighted peoples of the globe. And that was certainly true in the Spanish-American War. Again, Wilson in World War I, he said the mission that we have assumed is an idealistic one.
Well, what about the Vietnam analogy? How does this president's task in Iraq compare with Lyndon Johnson's in Vietnam?
Well, there is a pattern in American wars and limited wars like we fought in Vietnam and we're fighting here. The pattern I detect is that we go into Iraq, and before that we went into Vietnam, assuming that we could achieve our goals, and we find ourselves frustrated because we are not able to achieve so readily what we set out to gain.
Well, you talked earlier about the Spanish-American War. Is there any comparison between President Bush and President McKinley, who led the nation into that war?
They both thought of themselves as having some kind of divine mission, but of course the difference is that the Spanish-American War was over very quickly and decisively. Spain was utterly defeated. McKinley's Secretary of State, John Hay, described it as a splendid little war.
Well, how do you think the American people will respond to President Bush's almost religious sense of mission in this war? When he spoke this week, he listed a series of terrorist attacks and said those behind them seek the death of Jews and Christians and every Muslim who desires peace.
Well, I think Americans rally around the president in time of crisis as they did after 9/11, as they did after Pearl Harbor, rallying around Franklin Roosevelt and his administration. But after a while, this wears thin. You keep telling the public that things are getting better, there's progress, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel is from an onrushing train. And so we'll see what happens now over the next 6 months as we get closer to the election. You see, this is not Vietnam, but this war is in the shadow of Vietnam. People can't forget about Vietnam, and so they take it as a kind of measuring rod.
Presidential historian Robert Dalek, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.